We go now to the phones, and Tom, you're on KSDP. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Hey, Nick, what do you think about the Cuban influx here?
Well, I certainly understand, I'm sure you must, why they want to get the heck out of Cuba, huh?
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, because I had a little experience around some of them islands there in
Sicily, in that area.
Grenada. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I was taking out a peninsula with an aircraft, anti-aircraft thing.
You took out hold it a second, Tom. You took out a peninsula?
Well, no, I didn't take the F-16s and the howitzers.
During peace?
I was going in there to, you know, whatever. I was going to flush it, okay?
Right.
You know, I had kids on my back now that want to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Youngsters.
You know, so,
talking Nintendo and all that, I'm sure.
I can say one thing about the Cuban force, the psyche.
The psyche of the Cubans, yes. What insight do you have on the psyche of your average Cuban?
About their fighting force? Well, you know, in that situation, actually Castro told them to stand there and fight. Well, it wasn't pretty. Let's put it that way.
So were you involved in the...
Mm-hmm. You know, excuse me?
I said, were you involved in the Bay of Pigs invasion?
Oh, come on. Well, hey, you know, I don't think Castro is not too good for that country, but for some reason... We're letting them go or what have you. But, you know, another thing I'd like to point out is I've been ready for Havana 10 years back. You know, we've always wanted to invade that place.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you're for whatever
reason, we don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the first place I've been. Come on now.
I'm serious.
Come on now. For the right purpose and reason, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So, in other words, for the right price, and assuming you're still in the shape you were as a youngster, you would be willing
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I got a big pot belly now, you know.
Mm-hmm. See, that was the problem with the Bay of Pigs. The story never told. The bulk of the force was just a bunch of fat bowlers.
Hey, well, that's what I ran into in the Cuban force, see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, there's no will to fight, so... You know, how are they going
to... Tell me, what are you up to tonight?
Excuse me?
What are you up to tonight?
Oh, I'm throwing a few back.
I bet you are.
Hey,
just you
and... And thinking to myself, what the heck is this world coming to?
Yeah. You wonder how many people on Earth tonight are just throwing a few back and thinking, what's this world coming to?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What the hell, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have a few more.
I'm thinking it could be better.
He'll be out shortly and...
It's pretty simple, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you really boil it down and think about it, it's a really easy equation. You know?
And when you really do boil it down and you get to the core of the equation, you arrive at what again?
Hey, it boils down to rich and poor.
Rich and poor.
Know? Why don't the rich share with the poor?
When was the last time you wrote out a check to a family below the poverty level?
Hey, I'm pretty tight. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like to... if I don't pay cash, you know, that's one of my... One of my pet peeves, if I can't pay cash, I won't buy it.
So you're not exactly shelling out the dough to the disadvantaged, are you?
If I don't got it, hey, I don't need it.
Mm. If you don't got it, you don't need it. Okay. Well, Tom, hey, why don't you call back again in 10 minutes, and we'll pick this up. Just give a call back in 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes.